Hi, I'm Damien Crigot, architectural historian. The largest object on display at the Museum of American Finance isn't the Bull and Bear statue or the statue of Alexander Hamilton. You're actually standing inside the largest object. In 1797, Alexander Hamilton's Bank of New York laid the cornerstone for its first building right here at 48 Wall Street. You can see the cornerstone outside where William Street meets Wall Street. Hamilton founded the bank in 1784, not long after the last of the British troops left American soil for good. The current building is the Third Bank of New York headquarters on this site. It opened in 1929 and was active until the bank acquired the Irving Trust Company and moved into its towering Art Deco skyscraper at 1 Wall Street in 1988. Like many bank buildings from this era, the architect Benjamin Wistar Morris designed the grand mezzanine to convey a sense of strength and power, both in its size and its extensive use of marble and limestone. These materials invoke a sense of security, making the building look like a solid fortress, protecting clients' money at all costs. Remember, FDIC insurance didn't come along until 1933. If you look up at the north and east walls of the grand mezzanine, you'll see 8 murals painted by J. Monroe Hewlett, an accomplished turn-of-the-century muralist. Alexander Hamilton is front and center in the 3 murals on the north side. These depict scenes from the Bank of New York's history. The 5 murals on the east wall show scenes of industry and commerce in New York City. In late 2006, the Museum of American Finance began renovating 3 floors of 48 Wall Street and returned the grand mezzanine to its original 1929 grandeur. The museum opened its new home at 48 Wall Street on January 11, 2008, the 251st anniversary of Alexander Hamilton's birth.